Phil Currie joined us now in the Parliament House studios. Phil, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Phil, just hours after the release of the Set the Standard report, the worst of parliamentary behaviour was on full display again in the Senate. So a male senator accused of growling and making dog noises directed at Senator Jackie Lambie. What do you think the chances are of this Jenkins report changing that kind of behaviour?
Look, I think pretty good, Fran. There seems to be a realisation across the building that the types of, you know, the behaviour and the prevalence as identified in the Jenkins report, you know, has to stop, and it's, and most importantly, it's now, it has to be called out. I think one of the problems in the past, it wasn't being called out. And sexual harassment, bullying, those sorts of things. I think there's a fairly widespread acceptance, you know, no more. Of course, you know, it's always going to occur. You won't stamp it out completely, but, you know, compared to how this place used to be and how it sometimes still is, I think it'll all go one way. But having said that, I also think it's a little bit naive in terms of overall civility. And I'm not talking sexual harassment or bullying. You know, it's a competitive place. It's not a normal workplace, Parliament. I mean, the object of the parties is to come to work and essentially destroy each other. And we saw in the House of Reps yesterday, things got pretty, you know, bit old school, if you like, Fran. It was just, you know, people calling each other buffheads and things like that. And I mean,
yeah, but you can get willing. You don't have to be sexist.
That's exactly right, and that's what the Prime Minister's saying. So I think, you know, there's a difference, but there's always going to be a level of, you know, I mean, I've been here 100 years, Fran. I've seen a million reports and people saying we need to clean up the behaviour of this joint, and when it comes around election time, I think it's just a bit unrealistic to expect it to be completely civil, like a bank branch or something like that, because it's a different sort of place. But that does not excuse, as the PM said yesterday, you know, the sort of stuff that was in the Jenkins report. There's no excuse for that, no matter how combative this place gets.
No, it doesn't. The Prime Minister has ordered a Productivity Commission inquiry into the waterfront. I can't help but think, Phil, this is another exercise
drama,
of John Howard's the John Howard playbook again. Remember when he took on the Maritime Union at the wharfs? What's Scott Morrison doing here? He's flagging government intervention to stop strikes before Christmas that could disrupt the supply chains. But how much is this just picking a fight to make a point?
Well, for a friend, it's actually pretty low-hanging fruit what's going on the docks at the moment for a coalition government. And an ACCC report out back in October, I mean, sort of pointed towards some longer-term legislative changes noted to break some of the enterprise bargaining conditions asked for by the MUA. It was quite scathing of how that exacerbates the already poor efficiency of our ports. And, you know, it's an easy argument for the PM to make. We've got to get the economy going again. All bottlenecks need to be removed, and the ports are a big one. You know, there's already an intolerance with supply chains and stuff like that. So they're not talking about dogs on the wharves and, you know, mercenaries trained in Dubai. They're talking about, you know, making an application under the Fair Work Act to end this protected action should they fail to negotiate a resolution by December 10. Okay. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Labor pushes back on this one.
All right, Phil, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran. Bye-bye.
Phil Currie, political editor with the Australian Financial Review.